In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tuesday, the 30th of October. Good as always to have you along, everybody. The woes of General Electric, the original American industrial conglomerate, have been well chronicled here and elsewhere. The company has just had a tough time adjusting as the economy changed around it. But GE's woes got a lot more woeful today. In reporting its quarterly earnings this morning, which were lower than anybody had been guessing, by the way, GE said the Justice Department has opened a criminal investigation into its bookkeeping practices. Regulators are also, oh, by the by, in the middle of conducting a civil probe of its books. Also, and our area of interest today, General Electric's dividend, how much it pays per share to its shareholders per quarter, has basically disappeared, cut from 12 cents to a single penny. Marketplace's Janet Babin looked into why, at a penny, GE is even bothering.
General Electric has paid a cash dividend each year since 1899. To investors, those quarterly payouts could make it feel like Christmas in July, or like payday, says Alex Dietz with Private Asset Management in San Diego.
That cash could be used for, you know, your daily, weekly, and monthly expenses. And so, you know, a lot of retired individuals saw GE as a less risky company that provided dividend income.
Historically, GE has been an icon of corporate stability, but it's struggled since the financial crisis. GE says cutting the dividend will save it nearly $4 billion. But with a net loss of $22.8 billion in the third quarter, the company needs all the cash it can get. So why not get rid of the dividend altogether?
It's symbolic.
John Macy is a professor at Yale Law School.
It shows that they don't want to break with tradition, and that if their fate changes in the future, that they have an intention to go back to paying a dividend.
But there may be a better reason to keep the penny, says Ivan Feinseth with Tigris Financial Partners.
If a company has opportunity to reinvest their capital in positive projects, they should do that. If not, they should return it to the shareholders.
So keeping the penny may be a signal to investors that GE will try to take advantage of any growth opportunities ahead. The dividend cut takes effect in the first quarter of next year. In New York, I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.